You're holding off Samach. Here's the Mishnah. Kol Maisa Yom HaKippurim, anything that was done on Yom Kippur, Ha'omur Ala Seder, that said upon the Seder, there's all the Mishnais and we had so far, it said the Seder. How the Kohen Gadol does one Avoider after another Avoider. So the Locher is, Mhiktim Maisa L'Chaveroi. If you do one before the way you're supposed to do it, you do one Avoider before it was supposed to be done, is the Locher L'Yosaklum. It's possible. It's all the Seder Hadvorm, the way you do it, the Dhamma Par, then the Dhamma Soyer, and the Zrikas of the Panim first, then the Zrikas of the Hechom, then on the Mizbeach. Each one has to be in the right Seder. If you do one before the other, it's possible, yes, of Leklum. The Rashi says, Hamurim ala Seder, the Mishnah Seinu. As we said, all the Mishnais, and we learned so far, they're all Likuvah, it has to be done this way. So Mishnah says, Hiktim Dam HaSoyer LaDhamma Par, this is like an example. Let's say you first did the dam of the soyer before you did the dam of the par. So halacha is the dam of the soyer is posel. So mele yachzer v'yachzer b'dam ha-soyer. Li'achar dam ha-par. You have to do over again the dam ha-soyer later after you do the dam ha-par. So you have to go according to the Seder, the way the Mishnayosin said. And Nelbada, that's the way the Torah says it. That first comes the dam of the par, and then you first do the dam of the soyer. What about the yimad shaloi gomeres hamatonish befnim? Let's say you're doing the right seder. You took the blood now, the dam apar. You took it into the kodesh hakadoshim. Now before you finish doing the avoda in the dam apar, the yimad shaloi gomeres hamatonish befnim. Before you finish doing all the zrikas of dam, the hazois in the kodesh hakadoshim, nishpach adam. Let's say the blood spilled. In other words, you had the whole kli of the dam apar. And you started to do the hazoyis inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You have to do one upwards and then seven downwards. Now, while you're in the middle of doing the seven downwards, let's say the whole kli spills. All the dam spills on the floor. So, halacha is, yovoy damacher, you have to get another korban, get another dam hapar, v'yachse betchilas mibifnim. And you have to start over again from the beginning of the seder that was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the avoyder is one up and seven down. So if in the middle of this avodah, the dam spilled out, you have to start over again. And this man, the Yama, holds that all seven, like eight hazois, is like one kapara. So since you got stuck in the middle, you can't just continue. Now let's say you already did one upwards and five downwards. You can't just continue now to do another two downwards. You have to start over again. V'chein b'heichel. The same halach applies if you're in the heichel. In other words, you already finished doing all the Azoyis Adam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And now you went out to the Heichel, and you started to make the Azoyis towards the Perchis. And in the middle, while you're doing the Azoyis, the Adam spills, and you have no more blood left. So you have to get a new carbon, and when you start over again, you don't have to do over again the Azoyis you did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You only have to start over again from the Azoyis in the Heichel. V'chein b'mizbeach Azov. And the same thing by the Mizbeach Azov. If you already finished the Hazoyis towards the Pereuchis, and now you're going to do the Avoida by the Zrikus of the Dalet Kronos of the Mizbeach HaPnim, so the halacha is, if you got stuck in the middle, you just have to start over again from this last Avoida of the Zrika on Mizbeach Azov. She'akulon kapor b'fnei yatzman. Because each set is called the kapor by itself. So therefore, once you finish in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you finish there. You don't have to go over again. Even if later, when you're in the Heichel, the blood spills out, and you don't have any more dam to finish off in the Heichel or in the Mizbeach Azov, so you have to make a new Shechita, new Apar, and you have to get new dam Apar, but you don't have to start over again from anything you finished. If you finish the Avoid in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's called the Kapara by itself. You finished. You don't have to do it over again. You only have to do over again what you're in the middle of. If you're in the middle of doing the Avoidus in the Heichel, and the blood spills, you have to get a new par, a new dam, and start over again from the avoider in the heichel. Because each one of these three sets is called a kapara by itself. The avoider in the pnim is called one kapara. The avoider in the heichel is another kapara. And this last, this rikas adam you do on the mizbeach azov, that's like a third kapara. The Rashi says, V'chein beheichel, nosan niksas matones ala preuches. You started to do now in the Heichel, putting the Hazois towards the Perchis. V'nishpach Adam, in the middle, the Dam spills out, the Locher is Yovei Paracher. You have to have a new Korban. V'yaskol Matones HaPerchis. You have to start over again to hazois in the heichel towards the preichus. But you don't have to go back in the kodesh hakadoshim on the kaporus. That no, that was done already. Why? Shekulon kaporah b'fnayatzman lefikach kaporah shenigma nigmrom. The kaporah you finished already in the kodesh hakadoshim. That's finished already. You don't have to do anymore. Yeah. Weiter. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Aymrim, Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shimon, they both say that Mimokam Sheposak Mishom Hu Maschel. Like they argue on the Tanakam and say no. Even let's say you're in the middle of the Heichel, you're in the middle of making the one Hazor upwards and seven Hazor downwards towards the Preichus, and then the Dam spills out, so you have to get a new pyre, a new carbon, and you have new blood. You don't have to start over again in the Heichel, but just continue on from wherever you ended off. That's where you continue on. Has mimokim sheposak mishom humaschel. With the last zrika that you did, just continue on from there. Even though it's in the middle of the avoida, so what? As they hold, each hazor is a kapor by itself. So if you started to do the hazoyis in the heichel and you did one up and five downwards, that was done already. Now the dam spilled out. You have to do it two more downwards. So get a new pyre, a new dam, and just continue do another two hazors downwards. Because they hold each hazor is called a kapor by itself. Like Rashi says, "V'yafilu l'nigmer oisa kapara ein tzarech lachtav lita mashenosen." You don't have to do it over again. Whatever you did, you makayim the mitzvah. That's called the kapara, and just continue on now with the new blood. So it's a machlekes in the Mishnah Tanakama and Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara, Tana Rabbanu, we learned in a price like this: the kol ma'isa yom kippurim ha'omer ala seder. All the halacha that it says about the avoid of Yom Kippur, that there's a seder, one has to come after the other. First the dam of the par, then the dam of the soyer. Im hikti ma'isa lechaveroi lo yosaklum. If you did a later avoida before you were supposed to do it, you did it before another avoida, it's possible. If you didn't do it in the right order, it's possible. Now, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says like this: Amosai, when do I say this halacha that is a say that is an order? How did avoidas have to be done? Vidvorim hanasim the digde lovin mibifnim tutinoyim. It has to be an avoida that the Kohen Gadol does when he wears dafka the big day lovin, the white begodim, and who are in the dafka has to be an avoida that's done in the panim in the kodesh kadoshim. Avol dvorim hanasim the big day lovin mibachutz. But let's say an avoida, even though the Kohen Gadol has to wear his big day lovin, he has to wear the special white begodim, but if the avoida is done chutz outside the kodesh kadoshim, then the locharism hiktim ma'isa lechaveroi ma'ashososa. Even if you did the later avodah beforehand, before you're supposed to do it, still it's kosher. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the seder, the order is likuvam. It's only on the avodahs that's done in the kodesh hakodashim when he's wearing his big day lovin. But avodahs that are done outside in the heichel, even though he has to wear his big day lovin, it's not likuva. We'll soon see what the svar is. So Rashi says melefnim means lefnai lefnim in the kodesh hakodashim. The big day lovin vachutz. What do you do in the big day lovin outside in the azorim? Kagoyin hagrola. That's one thing. When you make the girl to choose of the two serizim, which one is a chatas lashem and which one is lazozel, the kohen has to be wearing his white begodim, and that is not likuva according to Rabbi Yehuda. I will soon see in the Gemara. We'll soon see. Yen vidui, who are they to make the vidui? O shvicha shirayim. And when you pour over the leftover blood on the mizbech hachitzoin, you do it wearing your white begodim, but they avoid this outside, and it's not likuva the seder. V'chol matonas ha-preches u'mizbech hazov, and all the hazoi you do connected the preches, you're only standing in the heichel, that's called chutz nogeit lefnai lefnim. U'mizbech hazov, the zrikis you have to do along the mizbech ha-pnim, im hiktim lem dover me'uchor ein elu makfin olav lepoisli. If you do something that's supposed to be done later, you did it beforehand, still it's kosher. Avo b'shchito v'chafino moidu d'tzarech pnim klefnim domi. But even though the shchita sapar, which the shchita was done outside in the azara, or else the chfina, when the Kohen Gadol takes his hand, two handfuls of the keteris, even though this avoid is done outside in the heichel or in the azara, still if you do it the wrong time, it's possible. Why? Because what's the purpose of making the shchita? In order to have the blood to take the dam inside the lefnai lefnim. So the shchita of the par is considered an avoid tzarech pnim. So So just like anything in the Pnim itself, it's makiv, the Seder, who adin, something you do outside, which the purpose of it is for the Pnim, it's also likuvah. And who adin the Chfina? What are you taking the Keteris for? What are you taking the two handfuls for outside? You're taking in order to put it into the shovel, into the kaf, into the spoon, and carry it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to be makter it there. So since this is a purpose to be used in the Lefnim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, also the Seder is likuvah. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Weiter. Rabbi Nechemya Oimer, Rabbi Nechemya says no. Rabbi Nechemya Oimer, B'med Devar Ma'amurim, when is this said? B'dvorim Hanasim, B'big Delovin, B'imi B'fnim, B'imi B'chutz. Rabbi Nechemya says no. Anything the Kohen Gadol has to be wearing his special white begodim is likuva. Even though the avodah is done outside, the hagrola is done outside, if you do it at the wrong time, it's possible. The seder, the order, has to be done, even though the avodah is done outside. Avol b'dvorim anasim abig day zohav in bachutz. Mashenkev, the avodah that the Kohen Gadol does when he wears his regular eight begodim made out of gold, when he does this outside, is ma'ashasu wasli. There, Rav Nechemya is also ma'ida. Even though the Torah says a seder, what's supposed to be done first and what second, that's only a mitzvah. But not likuvah. If you don't do it the right place, still it's kosher. At the right seder. So Rashi, what does that mean? Big day zobim bachutz, kagoin eloi v'yelhom. The aisle that he brings from a special ram, he brings for himself, for a korban oilom. Or else the aisle that he brings for Klal Yisrael. These are avodas that are done outside in the Azorah, and he's wearing his big day zov. Shehiktim lehem, hoitsoyes kafu machta. Let's say he takes out the kafu machta before he brings his aisle, even though he's supposed to do it afterwards. Is ein makfa null of lifson. It's not likuva. Since this is an avodah that's done outside in the big day zov, it's not likuva. That's what Nechemya is also made it to. So the only machlekes is, what the Kohen Gadol has to do, wearing his big day lovin outside in the chutz, is that likuva or it's not likuva the order? What's the machlekes? Omer Reb Yechin. So Reb Yechin says like this: Ushnayhem mikrecha darshu. Both Reb Yehuda and Reb Nechemya both dash in the same posik. Hey, so machlekes is told in this posik. The posik says, "For hoyso zois lochem lochukas oilam achas pashana." Like the lochitz of the avodah Yom Kippur is called chukah. Chuk always means like it has to be done, it's likuva. If you don't do it this way, it's possible. But it says achas bashana, something that's done once a year. So Rashi achas bashana, Rashi says, Alma, kiksiv chukah. When the Torah says the word chukah, that means like it's likuva. If you don't do it, it's no good. Likuva achas bashana ksiv. It's going on the avodah that's done specially once a year. That's what the pasuk says. So zayslachem lechukas olam achas bashana, something that's done only once a year, that has the halacha to be likuva. So what does this mean? Rabbi Yehuda holds mokoim shemischaprim boy pam achas bashana. The pasuk means to say which seder, which order is likuva? The seder that's done in the place that we use once a year. That's the kodesh hakodashim. In other words, the avodah that's done lefnai lefnim, once a year, the Kohen Gadol goes inside there, that din is likuva. So Drashi Rav Yehuda Sofer, amokim shekaprosay achas bashana ksiva chukah. Avol ahechol v'yazoros, mashenkin outside in the hechol and the azoro, afilu dvar manasim v'vide loven, even something you have to do when you're wearing your special white begodim, shen kaprosay mekohen gadol el achas bashana leksiva chukah. Even though it's true, it's only done once a year. The Kohen Gadol does it wearing his white begodim once a year. But Rabbi Yehuda holds the vot of Pam Achas Bashana goes on the Mokum. Only the avodas that are done in this special place that we use once a year. So only the avodas that are done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there the pasuk says chukah. If you do it the wrong order, you should know the avodas are possible. That's a Yehuda Shita. If we have Nechemya Sofer, Nechemya holds no. Tvorim hamischaprin behem pam achas bashana. The pasuk is talking about not only the place, but any type of a kaparim that you only do once a year, you only do it on Yom Kippur, that the Torah says chukah. That's what's on the pasuk. V'zois, v'hoisa zois lochem l'chukah salam achas bashana. Any avoida that you do once a year, this avoida is likuva, it has to be done in the right seder. You don't do it the right order, it's possible. But not only something that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even something like Hagrolo, that's done outside, or the ayal that's done outside, still is likuva. And not the ayal. The ayal is done in the big days of. But the avoid that's done outside, in Russia, the hagrolo, or else the vidui, or else the shvicha shirayim, even though these avoidas are done outside, but since they have to be done only once a year, for the avoidas of Yom Kippur, then it's likuva. So that's the machlokes. What does the Torah mean by achas pashona? Does it mean the place that's used once a year? Or does it mean, no, the avoidas that are done once a year, even though they're done outside? So the Gemara, otul Rav Yehuda, mokom ksiv, how could Rabbi Yehuda say Achas Bashana means only the place that's used once a year, only the avodas that are done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? There we say if you do it the wrong order, it's possible. But the Torah says b'mokom achas. The Torah says pama. The Torah says Achas Bashana. Mash many places. As long as this avodah is done once a year, it's likuva. Doesn't only say in the place. It says Achas Bashana. For the Gemara, otul Rabbi Yehuda mokom siva. Doesn't say the word makom. So Marin says, Elahainu time of Yehuda. Elamai, I'll have to tell you, this is the svar of Yehuda. Ksiv zois. It says the pasuk zois. For hoysa zois lochem lechuk asaylam. And then it says, uksiv achas. It says achas pashona. So there are two miyutim here. Zois and achas. So chad lemutai big day lovim ibachutz. One meat comes to tell us that the avodah that he does outside in the azor on the heichel, even though he has to be wearing his big beloved, that's not likuva. The seidim is not likuva. If you do it the wrong order, still it's kosher. V'chad lamutei big dezov. And the other thing is teaching us the avodah that he does when he wears his big dezov, also it's not likuva. That's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi says, ksiv zois mashma chuka al zois. That the word chukah, that's mashma likuva, it has to be done this way, only goes on what it says zois. This and not something else. That's coming to exclude something. And then it says, al zois ksiva v'loya lacheres. And then it says achas, also one, this and not something else. So Yehuda holds the two meyutim is teaching us that the avoidas that are done outside, even though you have to wear your big day loven, it's not likuva. And the second thing is teaching us the avoidas that's being done with the big day zov. That's where Rabbi Yehuda learns. If you have Nehemia, what does Rabbi Nehemia learn? He learns Chad Lamute Big Dezov. True, there's also two mutim here, Zois and Achas. So one teaches us that the avoid that the Kohen does with his wearing his regular eight pagodim, the Big Dezov and Yom Kippur, those avoiders, if you switch around the order, still it's kosher. The Chad Lamute Shirayim. And the second one's teaching us that when the Kohen Gadol, even though he wears his Big Dezov, but at the end, when he finishes the last avodah of making the seven hazois lamala on top of the mizbech apnim, afterwards, when he finishes that, he has to take the leftover dam and spill it outside on the mizbech achitzoin on the yisoid maravi. When he does the avodah of the shirayim, that's the loimakfi. That's what the Mechemi holds. And the Mechemi holds spilling out the shirayim, even though it's done with the big elovin, that's not likuvi. And Rashi says, why? Lemute shirayim, shvicha shirayim delay makfi. Why dovaram uchulhem, in ekdimulhem. Even though it's supposed to be done later, if you do it before another avoid, it's still kosher. V'yafa pi sheinasim avig de lovin, ein sidrin makiv. Even though the Kohen Gadol is still wearing his big de lovin, when he carries out the blood to spill it on the outside mizbeach to yisayid maravi, but still it's not likuvi. And we'll soon see the svara. Since the whole shvicha shirayim is not likuvi, like even if he doesn't spill the leftover blood altogether, the korban is still kosher. So since it's not likuv altogether, therefore we say the seder is also not likuva. For Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't like this svara to say that shirayim is different, because Rabbi Yehuda goes to his own shita. For Rabbi Yehuda holds im akfei makfei monoshach. If you're going to tell me that the avodas the Kohen Gadol does with the big delovin, even if he's doing it outside, it's likuva. So the shirayim, this avoid of spilling the leftover dam on the yisoid maravi, on the outside mizbeach, is also likuva. V'loy makfei, loy makfei. And if it's not likuva, now that's a Yehudi shita, that the avoid that the Kohen Gadol does in the heichel, outside the panim, even though he has to wear his big delovin, still it's not likuva. So if you hold like me, it's not a din only in the shirayim, it's any avoida. Any avoida that's being done outside in the heichel or in the azar, it's not likuva. In other words, if Yehudi Shittur is that the shirayim as an avoid is also likuvi, if you don't throw the shirayim on the Zbeach HaChitzoyim, on the Yisrael Maravi, it's possible. So therefore, he says a monoshoch. It's an avoider that has to be done. So if you can tell me now, this avoider, the wrong seder, is possible, so are then any avoider that's done with the big day love and outside has to be possible. So he doesn't like to be mayit this avoider itself. That's why Yehuda holds, no, that the avoider the Kohen Gadol does in the big day love and outside is also not likuva. Rashi of Yehuda, imak fi shad vor manasim big day love and bachutz, kisidron, mak fi avshrayim kisidron. Like Yehuda holds, why is the Shirayim different? If you're telling me now, any avoid he does outside with the Bidi Lovin has to be done the right order, so Shirayim also should be done in the right order. V'loy ma'akvi shad davar manasim Bidi Lovin, elamai, the other things the Kohen Gadol does outside with the white begodim is not makiv, habazai hani nami should be the same thing. Hani di'inu nami avoid amakevs kaparhi, o my chazis lamutei. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Shirayim is also an avoid that has to be done. If you don't do it, it's possible. So my shnahai mihai, like Monashach, if you're telling me now this avoider doesn't have to be done on the right side there, so no avoiders that are done outside have to be done on the right side. Lemar says Katanya, I'll bring you proof like this, that the Yehudi Shitr is the Shvicha Shirayim. This avoider, after you finish using all the blood for putting it on the Mizbech HaZohov, but putting the Seven HaZoyis Lamalom, now the leftover blood you have to spill on the Mizbech HaChitzoyin, the Yehudi Shitr is, that's also Likuva. If you don't do it, you don't have your kapara. How do we know this? Ketanya. The pasuk says v'chilo mechapres haKodesh. Like when you finish your kapara of the Kodesh. So the Tanakhama dashins im kippur kilo. If you did this zrikas hadam, you made the kapara kilo. That's called you finished the avoda. That's what has to be done. V'im lo kippur lo kilo. But if you did not finish the zrikas, his kippur means you didn't put the blood on the mizbeach the way you're supposed to. Lo kilo, you didn't finish your kapara yet. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. In other words, the Ikka, what Toli is, making the Zrikas Adam. Well, the Chura, the Shirayim, putting the leftover blood on the Mizbech HaChitzoyin, that's not Likuva, according to Rabbi Akiva. Omalei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Mifnei man loy nemer. Why don't you dash in the Pasuk like this? Im kila kiper. If you finished everything, then you have your Kaporim. V'im loy kila loy kiper. And if you didn't finish everything, you don't have your Kaporim. What does that mean? Shem chisarachas minamatonas liyosav leklum. That the pasuk is teaching us, if you're missing any one of the zrikas, any one of the matonas that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach. Matona means you're supposed to put it on the mizbeach. Is any part of the dam that's supposed to be on the mizbeach you did not do? It's chisar, it's missing. The locher is liyosav leklum. You didn't do anything that is possible. Now the arena may benayu. It was said, what's the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda? Nechura, they're both saying the same thing. They're both saying that when you have your Zrikas Adam, you have your Kapara. If you didn't do the Zrikas Adam, you don't have a Kapara. So why do they say it in two different Lashonis for them? Nechura, they're saying the exact same thing. So Gemara says that Rabbi Yechonon and Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi, it's Machlokes. What the Machlokes is? Chadoma, one of these two say, Mashmoyes Dor Shenike Benayu. True. There's no real difference in halacha between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva. It's only Yisrael HaRadash in the Pasuk. V'chilo mechapres HaKodesh, they're both saying the same thing. That's what one says. But V'chadama, one says no. Shirayim ma'ak v'ika benayim. There's a big nafkamina that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that the Shirayim is likuvan. That's what we dash in the Pasuk. In kilo, if you finish doing everything, even the Shirayim, the leftover blood, you put on the Mizbech HaChitzoyin, then we say Kippur, then you have your Kapara. But before you do this last avoid of putting the Shirayim on the Mizbech HaChitzoyin, the locher is like Kippur, you don't have your Kapara. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Shirayim is Likuva. And Rabbi Kiva holds, no, it's not Likuva. That's this Machlokes. So the kids, so we see, Rabbi Yehuda Shitr is, that the Shirayim is Likuva, has to be put on the Mizbech HaChitzoyin. Therefore, it's good to have Yehuda Shita. He holds the Monashach. If you're going to tell me now the Shirayim, the Seder, is not Likuva, so then any Avoida that's done outside is not Likuva. So that's what Yehuda Taka holds. If Yehuda holds that the only thing that's Likuva is the Avoidas that are done in the Pnim, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, wearing the Big Day Lovin. Those are the only things that if it does at the wrong Seder, that's Likuva. But the avoidas that are done outside in the Heichel is not Likuva. Just like the Shvicha Shirayim is not Likuva, who are then any other avoidas is not Likuva if you do it the wrong order. You have to do them, but if you do it the wrong order, still it's kosher. Now Gemara says, "Umiyam Rabbi Yechon Hochi." Is it true that Rabbi Yechon said like this? Said what? Said Rashi to Rabbi Nechemya, "Shirayim loy makri." According to Rabbi Yechonon, he's saying this is the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. That the machlokes says Rabbi Yehuda holds the shirayim, the avoid of spilling the leftover blood on the mizbech achitzayim is likuvah, and Rabbi Nechemya holds it's not likuvah. That if you don't do it, still you have the kapara. That's what Rabbi Yechonon said. For the Gemara, is it true? O miyom Rabbi Yechonon hochi. For Omer Rabbi Yechonon, we have a kasha. Rabbi Yechonon himself said that Tona Rabbi Nechemya, Kedivri Oimer, Shirayim Makfi. Rabbi Yechonon learned that Rabbi Nechemya holds like the sheet that holds that the Savoid of Shirayim, of spilling the leftover blood after you finish all the Zrikas, that the din is you have to spill it on the Mizbeach Achitzoin, that's Makfi, that's Likuva. So, what's a kasha Rabbi Yechonon? So what's the economic kasha? It's a little bit stereo. It's a kasha Rabbi Yechonon. Like, how could Rabbi Yechonon say over here that Rabbi Nechemya holds the shirayim is not likuvam? Rabbi Yechonon himself said, Rashi's Vom Rabbi Yechonon, the Mesechta Zvachim, the Perak HaShechit, the Amala Bachutz, that Tona Rabbi Nechemya Kedivri Oimer, shirayim Akvei. To come Rabbi Nechemya, Hoysa Shiri Adam Shekrivom Bachutz, Chayiv. The Shiri Adam, if you bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash, you Chayiv Misa for it. Almo avoidehem, avoidehem, is considered a good avoide befnim. The karina bhu, the apesachoi moidlo yivienu, the nichras, there's a chiv chorus for like shkute chutz. And according to Nechemya, who are then if the shirayim, the leftover blood, you pour outside, bachutz, outside the Beis HaMikdash, yichaya for like shkute chutz. So you see, it's called an avoide, that's likuva. So what's the nechlami kash, it's a little bit kash on Rabbi Yechonon. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chanina, kitoires, Shechofno koidem shchitoso shopar. Now the loch of the seder we had so far before in the Mishnayitin was, first you do the shchita of the par, the Kohen Gadol special par, first he does the shchita, and he makes the kabbalos adam, and then he gave the dam to somebody else to stir it up, that the dam should not jello in the meantime, should not become hard, and then the Kohen Gadol goes to do the avodas of the keteris. He goes to make the chvino, he takes his two handfuls of the keteris, and then he brings it inside lefnayim lefnim. So what's going to be if the Kohen Gadol did the wrong order? Hey, that's what Bechlin is saying. Ketores shechofno koidim shchitos shapar. He did the wrong order. And before he shechted the par, the Kohen Gadol made the chfino, took his two handfuls worth of the ketores, right away. So locher is le'osav le'klum. It's possible, it's no good. You did it the wrong order. So since you made this chafino, they're making your two handfuls of the ketores the wrong order, it's possible. So Gemara says, who does Bechlin go like? The Chura command to like Rabbi Yehuda. The Chura does not go like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, because if he goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'omar, it was learned, we said over before in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that Kik Siva Chuka, when does the Pasuk say Chuka, that it's Likuva, if you do the wrong order, it's possible, it's no good. Rabbi Yehuda Shita was only, Bidvorim Hanasim Abigde Lovin, Mibefnim, who Dixiva. It's only said on the Avoidus, the Kohen Gadol does Bifnim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he's wearing his big day lovin, and those avoiders who were said, if you do the wrong a seder, it's possible. Like we have the avoider, you have to do first the keteris, then you have to do the hazoyis of the dama par, lamala and sheva lamata, and then you do the dama soyer. And these three avoiders, we change it around. First you do the dama soyer before the dama par, that's possible. You do the dama par before the keteris, that's possible. That was a Yehuda Shita. It's only possible the seder what's supposed to be done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, those avoidus are possible. Mashenkin, something that's done outside Bachutz, is not possible according to Rabbi Yehuda. So according to this, the Kasha, how could you tell me now the Chfina is possible? If you did it the wrong time, where do you do the Chfina? Where do you take your two handfuls worth of the Keteris? It's done outside. It's done outside in the Azori, does it? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, an avoidus that you do outside in the Azori is not likuv if you do it the wrong place, the wrong Seder. So the Chura B'chanina goes not like Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara answers no. Afilu Tema Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you want to say Rabbi Chanina goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. I'll tell you Svaram that Tzarech Pnim Kepnim Domi. Something that you're doing for the purpose to use it inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim has the loch as if it's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So in other words, when you're taking the Chfina, you're making the two handfuls. For what purpose are you taking the Chfina of the Keteris? Why is the Kohen Gadol taking those two handfuls? In order to be able to carry it inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to make the Keteris, to burn the Keteris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So since this is a tzarech, a purpose, to be able to take it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it has a loch like an avoid as if it's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Yehud is also moider that the Seder that was said on the avoidas that are done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if you do it the wrong order, it's possible. So Rabbi Yehuda could be also masking to Rabbi Chanina's svara. So Rabbi Chanina goes even contra Rabbi Yehuda. Tanan, we learn like this, our Mishnah says, Imad shaloi goma matana shebefnim. Let's say the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he was in the middle of making the Hazoyis in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He had the Dama Parvin, the Dama Soyer, and the Dama Soyer, and in the middle of making the Hazoyis, all the Dam spilled out. Nishpach Adam. So what's the halacha? Yovoi Dam Acher. The Mishnah says you have to have new Dam. So you have to go outside and shech the new carbon power. The Kohen Gadol has to have a new power and get the dam, receive the dam, and go inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and make the hazois. V'yachser betchilum mifnim. You have to go over again and start the hazois over again that you did in the pnim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what you have to start over again.